Hello friends, and welcome to Kathapotli, the story box for everyone. Friends, I'm thrilled and excited to present to you a new series of stories. In this new series, I will tell you some real adventure and mystery stories. So listen, learn, enjoy, and have fun. The name of today's story is The Mystery of the Cyber Friend, which is written by Zach Oya. Once, there was a girl called Shri. She lived in a small apartment with her parents and aunt in a town called Katpadi. Her Amma, who was her mother, worked in a jewelry shop. And Appa, which was her father, worked as a taxi driver. Shri loved computers. Her computer were her best friend. She always found time for it. Whether it was her school project or sending emails, chatting with her friends, etc., etc. Shri's aunt, also known as Aka, also stayed with them. She usually used to make very tasty recipes which Shri relished. She usually used to make hot dosas stuffed with noodles, which was Shri's favorite. She also taught Shri traditional games with pebbles and shells, but they were not Shri's favorite games because Shri used to like to play computer games. The computer was not just used for games by her, but also as a chat mechanism with her friend. She joined FriendsNet almost a month back on her 13th birthday. She usually chatted with her friends on FriendsNet after coming from school and having snacks. One day, Shri got a friend request from an unknown person by the name Chaitra. Shri was impressed with the profile picture of Chaitra and accepted her request, because the picture belonged to a girl of Shri's age. The problem began there. Chaitra's messages on friendship began to create a magical spell on Shri. Shri's thoughts were around Chaitra and her exceptional friendship messages. When Shri asked about Chaitra's school, she said it was close to hers, which was not true. Chaitra slowly created a strong friendship bond between them and offered Shri a camera mobile also. Chaitra asked Shri to come alone to collect the mobile from Katpadi railway station. When Shri messaged Chaitra that she had not seen any school near her school, Chaitra went offline without replying. Shri's suspicion started at this stage. And thus, she sought help from her beloved aunt. Her aunt decided to help Shri to find Chaitra's real identity and accompanied her the next day to the railway station. Shri's aunt informed the station manager about Chaitra and took him along to the spot. During that time, a man of Shri's father's age approached Shri. And by then, the mystery was solved. It was that person who messaged Shri using the identity of Chaitra. Shri's aunt reached the spot and was angry to see the cyber criminal approaching her niece. She shouted at him and started beating him. The cyber criminal ran away as Shri's aunt had beat him up. The station master chased him, but the cyber criminal disappeared into the crowded train. Shri's aunt was bold enough to complain about the internet criminal to the cops. They took immediate action. And the next day, cyber crime officer examined Shri's computer. It helped the police people to get details of the cyber criminal and arrested him from his Bengaluru office. Shri decided to share the thrilling experience of the cyber criminal with her friends. She also determined to have friends only from her school. So children, this is about Shri and her experience. I hope you enjoyed learning to the story and learned also that you should always be thoughtful when you are interacting and sharing your identity to unknown people. Thank you and have a nice day. Bye. Take care.